neighbors.
Hi, Ms. Kong. Thank you for talking with us today.
Yes, thank you very much.
It's no problem at all. Thank you for asking me. But please call me Kong Yi. In China, we usually use our full names.
Okay. Kong Yi, our countries are so close to each other, but we don't know very much about daily life in China. It seems strange to me.
I think so, too. I've lived in Japan for 12 years, but there are still many things that I don't know about Japan. I still feel culture shock sometimes.
Could you give us an example?
To me, culture shock is many little things. For example, there's a glass of water here for me, but in China we don't drink plain water.
Really? I'm sorry. Would you like something else?
No, water is fine. However, in China, if you ask for water in a restaurant, maybe the waiter or waitress won't know what to do. They may bring you some tea, not water.
But shall we get you some oolong tea?
Well, my favorite is green tea. In China, green tea and jasmine tea are more popular than oolong. But water is fine. I can drink plain water now.
How about food? Do you like Japanese food?
Oh, yes. I think it's very good. But in China, we cook everything, even lettuce.
No sushi or salads. It's hard for me to imagine.
Do you have any strong impressions of Japan?
Oh, yes. I think Japan is very clean and beautiful. Outside of cities, there's lots of greenery, and on city streets, there isn't as much garbage as in China. And when my father came to visit me, he was very surprised that there's so little dust on the leaves of trees and plants here.
What about people? Do you have many Japanese friends?
I know lots of Japanese people, but it's difficult to be a real member of Japanese groups. I often feel like an outsider.
Yeah, Japan is like a private members club.
Of course, I need to understand Japanese culture and thinking better. But first, we should open our hearts, not close them. It takes lots of time and lots of talking, but I don't think it's difficult.
I think so, too. But speaking of hearts, another thing I'd like to talk about is marriage. Are there any differences that you have seen?
Yes, many differences. Did you know that Chinese women don't usually change their names?
If you don't change your name, whose name do the children have?
Of course, many children have their father's name, but we always talk about it first. However, if the mother is an only child, the child often has her name. China has a one-child-only policy, but sometimes families have two children. Sometimes those children are given different family names.
Sounds confusing. So, what about work and housework?
Well, Eddie, most Chinese women keep working after they get married or have a child.
So the men also help with housework and taking care of the children, right? Listen carefully, Shin.
Well, I don't know which is better, but in China, both parents do the housework. Making meals, cleaning the house, even doing the laundry. I'm a little surprised at Japanese couples.
Well, I can cook, and I won't tell my wife to give up her work if she doesn't want to.
First, you have to find a girlfriend, Shin.